Hello, everyone. This is Melissa Rowe. Welcome to the podcast and hope you're having a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I would like to show you a really neat product that I think you might find of a bit interest to you. It is a stereo microphone that you plug into your iPod, and you basically, your iPod becomes a recording machine, sort of. There's some quirks that really need to be worked out with it, but I explain all that in the recording. Everything's all explained in the recording, so I'm not going to repeat myself. But basically, I'm just going to first off give you an agenda of what's going to be covered in the podcast, and then we'll get right to it. But before we do, I would like to warn you that there is, from time to time, a little bit of skipping in the recording. Not all the time, just once in a great moon there'll be a little skipping of the voice. I don't know why that is, but I'm hoping that I'll get some feedback on that. But it's not very apparent all the time, it's just once in a while it happens. The iPod can only do so much, so that's basically what's going on there. But anyways, in this podcast, I'm going to be covering, first of all, what this microphone, basically, how it works, what it does, and as I'm talking, you're going to hear me. I'll be recording with this microphone, so you won't need to have a separate recording of how it sounds, because as I talk, I will be giving you a good idea of sound. The next thing I'm going to be doing is telling you how to use the microphone, and I do try to explain in great detail how it's used. So I hope that is very, very helpful for everyone. The next thing is I will hook up the microphone to the NLS digital player and let you hear the line-in jack. Again, it'll be explained during the recording. The auxiliary slash line-in jack, the source that you can hook a patch cord up to and record to your iPod with. And then another thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going out to my patio and letting you hear what the microphone sounds like in a, shall I say, semi-outdoor environment. Because it's still pretty surrounded by walls in a sense, but it is a patio, and I do have some questions that I have that I do need feedback from, or some issues, some things I do want to discuss. So I figured that as we were out in the patio, I would bring those up. And then finally, at the end of the podcast, I will come back into the house and I will plug in a headset mic that also I got with this iPod, and I'll explain how I got that also in the recording, and let you hear the difference between the stereo mic and this mic that records in mono. And in that little demonstration, I will be giving you my contact info. So that's basically what's going to be covered. I hope you find this an interesting podcast, and I hope that it is helpful to you. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. Again, I'll give my contact info at the end of the show. Thank you so much and enjoy. Hello, everybody. My name is Melissa Rowe, and thank you for listening here on Blind Cool Tech. It's been a while since I've done a podcast up there. I think the last one I did was back in 07, Packmate podcast. I got some feedback from a lot of people, and they really don't think I needed to continue with it. Due to the fact that Freedom Scientific already has their tutorials and all that stuff, so that is the reason why I did not continue the series. So, anyways, I did not fall off the face of the earth. I'm here, and I'm here today with
a podcast for you. I'm demonstrating a set of stereo microphones that I bought a year ago, back in the end of April. You plug them into your iPod, and your iPod, if it has voice memo on the menu, you can record with this. This microphone was made by Belkin. It's called ToonTalk Stereo. I believe it's TuneTalk Stereo. I got it from the Apple Store. If you go to apple.com, search for ToonTalk Stereo, and you should find it. I believe it's $69.99 or one of the two. Anyways, I paid about $76 because I paid on shipping and all that stuff. So, anyways, this microphone, you basically plug it into your iPod, and my iPod is an iPod Nano, fourth generation. I've been using it for quite some time, and it's a great iPod. I've had it since 08, and I really like it. It's pretty cool. Anyways, the microphones are omnidirectional stereo, so it might be kind of difficult for you to pick up a channel. And it picks up quite a bit of ambient noise. There's a lot of noise going on outside, and it's picking it up. One of the nights when I was recording, there were kids running upstairs, and I was sitting here in the guest bedroom of our apartment, where my computer is located, and it was picking up that noise too. Anyways, this microphone, it's on a rectangular surface. I think it's about 3 inches long and an inch wide. I'm horrible at measurements, so don't quote me on that. Anyways, it's got a little thing that plugs into where you'd plug your USB cable for your iPod, and you can record with it. There's no clip-ons. You just hold the iPod in your hand, and the microphone is just that. It's a microphone. It gives your iPod the ability to record. If it can record. I know iPod Nanos do. I think the iPod Classic does. This is compatible with several iPods. You will need to go on the list and read what iPods it's compatible with and see if it is compatible with yours. I know it's compatible with a Nano because I'm using it. I think I heard it say something about the iPod Classic. I don't know about the iPod Touch. However, I think the iPod Touch has a mic built into it. I think I could be wrong because I don't own one. Anyways, on this rectangular surface, the one of the short sides has nothing on it. The other short side has what's called a quick memo button, but it's not really accessible. I would not recommend using it. Because it's supposed to just, you push the button and your iPod just launches into quick memo mode and it starts recording. I have not been able to get it to work, so I would strongly recommend doing it the way I'm going to tell you how to do it. Now, I can't show you because this has to be plugged into the iPod, and I'd have to basically do some setup to show you. But anyways, yeah, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. Anyways, one of the long sides is plugged into the iPod, so you have no access to it, now that it's plugged into your iPod. The other long side has got some neat features about it, though. And going on the left-hand corner, there is what's called a line-in auxiliary jack, if you want to call it. I really don't know what it is. It says it on the manual. I don't know if it says line in or auxiliary. Anyways, you plug it into a source, which is what I'm going to do today to test it out, and you record directly to your iPod. I'm going to use the NLS Digital Talking Player for that. The next thing next to it is an auto gain switch. Now, the auto gain switch basically is used for recording line-in sources. Right now, it's off. Once we turn it on, you're going to see the significant decrease of volume with my voice, and and how it records other sources. And I could really see a benefit for that. The last thing that's on the right, that's next to the auto gain switch, is a jack for the USB cable that comes with it. Now, why would a microphone need a USB cable? The purpose of it is to charge your iPod while it's recording. Your iPod does these microphones, since they're very they're supposed to be stereo mics, but they're too close to each other, and they make a lot of hissing and they pick up a lot of ambient noise. Personally, in my opinion, it served its purpose when I needed it. I needed it to record certain things. But personally, I would, in my opinion, I'm not a true fan of this. It doesn't have very good audio quality. I would, you know, I'm hoping that in the future I get one of those accessible digital voice recorders like the Olympus and all that. I really, really, really would like one of those, especially the new ones. I think they're the cheapest, the DM series. Anyways, so when you plug this USB cable, because your iPod, the place where you normally plug the USB cable is being taken up by the microphone. So now when you're draining your battery power when you're recording, you need a constant charging of the iPod. You can record this on battery power, which is fine. But you can't do it for long, long, long periods of time. I think the most you can do it is probably an hour and a half. Because I did record something for an hour, and I was successfully able to record it with no problems. It did not drain the battery completely. Anyways, so if you are like me, just sitting here near the computer, it is wise to have this plugged in. Now, the way this works is you plug the USB cable that it comes with into the microphone. You plug the other end into your computer. And it's going to think that you plugged your iPod in. So iTunes is going to launch. It's going to want to sync your iPod. And if it only takes a few minutes, just let it do that. And then go to eject. Eject your iPod. Now you can use it with the microphone. And as you're using it, it's plugged into the computer, so it's not really draining your battery power. The iPod is fully charged. I charged it up last night after attempting to do this podcast. However, the iPod needed to be restored, and I'm going to discuss that in a little bit. So anyways, that's pretty much it. The microphone, that's all I really can tell you about it, because it's a very tiny, tiny, tiny microphone. So it's not really big. It's perfect for transporting places. And if your iPod's fully charged, you can have pretty neat recordings in there. I honestly don't think it's the best. I personally prefer other things over the iPod. But as of now, this is the closest I can come to a professional sound recording. Anyways, now that we've done that, what's on the agenda for today? Well, I want to basically tell you how to use the microphone. Then I'm going to hook up a patch cord over to my NLS player. I'm going to show you the difference between the auto gain switch being on or off. So we can basically kind of get a little sample of how this records other like sources, like a keyboard or whatever. And I actually do have a little sample I'll play at the end of the podcast of me playing the keyboard. I was playing the harp on this keyboard. So that's basically what I wanted to do with that. Then I would like to, after I hook up the NLS player, I would like to go out into the patio so you can hear what the microphone sounds like while I'm sitting out in my back patio. And let you hear that. And I have a few issues I would like to discuss. that I'm having, that's some trouble I'm having, or not so much, well, yeah, a few of them are trouble issues and other things that maybe you can help me with. And then, at the end of the podcast, I would like to demonstrate a different microphone, and let me explain. When I bought this microphone, the stereo mic, a year ago, I had no idea that this was... It is a tiny mic, but I had no idea how big it was, in a sense. It's a little bit wider than the iPod. And I mean wide as in the short side of the iPod, the width of it, because you're holding it in your hand, and you usually are holding it long ways, and turning the wheel, and pushing the buttons. Anyways, I'm holding it backwards, where the screen is actually facing towards me, and the wheel's a little bit farther away. And that's because the microphone is plugged into the iPod, and I have to hold the iPod at the other end, if you get my drift. So, when I first bought this microphone, I had no idea that I would not be able to use the headphone jack, because it would be plugged in, and I thought that that headphone jack was where you could plug your... Or I thought that little jack, the auxiliary or line-in jack, was where you could plug a set of headphones. But apparently it's not. When I read the manual, it's not. So this also meant that I was not able to use the speech functionality on the iPod. Once this was plugged in, I was totally dependent on a sighted person. So what I did was I called Apple, and I was trying to explain to the gentleman that I cannot use this microphone with this iPod. What are you supposed to do? And he says, well, you need to go to voice memos and then start recording. From the main menu, you go to voice memos, and then you have two options, start recording and recordings. Well, in the main menu, I never saw anything about voice memos. I just saw music videos, photos, podcasts, extras, settings, and shuffle songs, and sometimes now playing. But I did not see anything about voice memos, but they told me that the iPod Nano, fourth generation, has voice memos capability, but I didn't see it. So eventually I talked to the guy at Apple, and I says, I really don't know what to do. And he goes, well, Belkin is the maker of this microphone. Maybe you want to contact them. So I did. I contact them. And they also basically gave me the runaround. They said that, oh, you need to click on this. I says, I can't see what's on my screen. I'm a very self-sufficient person. I don't like relying on people for help. So I was on the phone for hours trying to figure out this microphone. Well, anyways, they said, well, it's really an iPod issue, which actually makes sense, because once you plug this microphone into your iPod, you need to activate features on the iPod in order to use this microphone. So I called Apple back, and the gentleman that helped me was very, very nice. He was very kind. He understood what was going on. And basically told me that the reason why I wasn't seeing the voice memos is because at the time I had earphones plugged in. If you don't have a microphone plugged into the iPod, the voice memos will not appear, which I find kind of odd. But if you have just headphones plugged in, the voice memos will not appear unless you have recordings stored in your voice memos, I was told. So you could do it that way. Anyways, so he felt really bad because I told him this is really an inconvenience, you know, and he felt really bad, and he sent me, they have a headset or earbuds with a microphone into it, and he sent me those at no charge, and they were about $29, I think. Anyways, at the end of the podcast, that's the microphones I want to demonstrate to you, the earbuds that have the microphones built into them. So I'll be demonstrating that at the end of the podcast when I give my contact info. So I would do that. But anyways, he sent that to me at no charge, and he says, if you want, return your microphone. You'll be refunded for the cost if you return it. You know, if not. And the thing is, the time when I broke my foot, this is when I purchased it. So I was in the hospital, in and out, getting foot casts on, getting x-rays. There was a lot going on. I was on the worship team at church. I mean, there was quite a bit going on. So I wasn't permanently on the worship team, but I was singing off and on. You know, and of course, you know, being married, you know, you just get so caught up in things. So by the time I had a chance to open this, I had only a few days before I could turn it. And I was not too excited about that, so I wouldn't return it. I wouldn't be able to return it. But at least he was going to send me a microphone that I could use. Well, eventually I figured out, well, since I ran out of time to return this product, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to have somebody show me how to use it. So I did. And when you plug the microphone in, you want to make sure you're in your main menu of your iPod. Now, I don't know if your iPod has speech, but I'm going to tell you how to do it on the Nano. You go to your main menu of your iPod with your speech, with your headphones plugged in. Unplug and make sure you're on the first option, which is music. Unplug your phones, plug the microphone into the iPod. Now, you'll know that as you turn the wheel on the iPod, it kind of makes a little clicking sound on the actual iPod. So you have to count clicks. You have to count, and you have to count very carefully. When you're on music, you have to turn the wheel 5 times. So if you click it once, it'll say videos. Click it twice, it'll say photos. Click it again, it'll say podcasts. Click it again, it'll say extras. Click it again, it will say voice memos. Now remember, if the headphones are plugged in and there is no microphone, you cannot access voice memos. It will not appear unless you've got recordings in the voice memos you want to listen to. So once you hit enter or the select button on voice memos, you have only 2 options. The default option that's highlighted is start recording. If you turn the wheel and it only clicks once, the other option is recordings. So if you can turn the wheel and only clicks once, turn it back and only clicks once, there's only 2 options in voice memos: start recording and recordings. Now, if you had your headphones plugged in and you wanted to listen to some recording, you could go into the recordings here, and this part does not speak. The only first part that says delete all, that speaks, but then you turn the wheel and you'll hear clicks, and it's basically taking you through recordings. Now, they're done by date. When you do plug your iPod into iTunes after you've done your recording, it will add your voice memos to the library, and you can go into your music playlist, and actually creates a playlist called Voice Memos, and it will speak the date of the voice memo. That's how it's done. The date and the time, I believe. That's how the files are done. The files are recorded in M4A files. That is how the iPod records them, M4A. So, once you're on voice memos, you've got the 2 options, start recording and recordings. Hit enter on recording, or start recording. It will then record. And if you have this iPod plugged in via the USB cable into the computer, it will not drain your battery. Because this is a battery drainer. It will drain your battery. So you want to be careful with that. Don't make very long recordings. And the way you'll know that your battery is getting low, it's going to start skipping through the recording. It's going to not really have enough power to record. So it'll start skipping. So you want to be very careful with that. I've had a lot of good recordings that I've enjoyed recording. Recorded my photography class, but it skipped the entire time. So that wonderful, beautiful field trip that we took, I was taking pictures of cactus. I was doing a lot of stuff with the photography class. That wonderful, beautiful field trip, I could not record because it skipped the entire time. I had to delete the recording. I was not very happy with that. So you want to be very, very careful what you record. And don't record more than an hour and a half. I think that's pretty much all your iPod can take. So now that I've basically told you how to do that, let's say you're recording and you want to stop recording. Hit your play pause button. And the reason I'm telling you how to do this is if you decide to get this microphone, you won't be sitting there and frustrating over how to use it. Now hit your play pause button once you've started recording or once you've done some recording. You have three options. The default option that's highlighted is the first option, which is resume. So if you want to resume the recording, you'd hit the select button on this. If you click the wheel over once, there's a delete that will basically delete the recording you just did. The third option, if you click it all the way to the right, which is only twice, if it clicks two times over to the right as you turn the wheel, is stop and save. Now, what that will do is it'll stop the recording and it'll be saved on your iPod. I believe it saves it in the recordings folder when you plug your iPod in, recordings, and it'll have it all saved in that format, date format, 2010, whatever month, whatever day, and then the time. So that's basically how you do it. But when you plug it in, iTunes will detect it and it will add it to the voice memos section of your library, which is kind of cool. It actually has it makes a voice memo playlist. But what I like to do is I now am glad that I was able to get Winamp through a plugin to play M4A files. So what I usually do is I go into the recordings folder and I save these files in other places so that I don't lose them. What I'll be doing is taking this M4A file that we're recording and I'll be sending it up through Goldwave and making it an MP3 file. Because this podcast is an MP3 format. So that is basically how you use the microphone. I hope that was a little helpful. I tried to make it as described as possible. I tried to tell you how many times to click. So when you get this microphone, if you decide to get it, it does record and it is stereo. The difficulty is knowing where the channels are because they're literally right next to each other on this little tiny surface. And they're omnidirectional. So they pick up everything, a lot of ambient noise, even the humming of my computer. What I next want to do is hook up this microphone to the NLS player. Now, this is going to require me to unplug the USB cable from this microphone because I'm tied to the computer. But as I was speaking that long time, I didn't want to drain the battery because I wanted to go out into the outside patio. And then after that, I wanted to come back in here and bring or plug in the little tiny headset mic they gave me for no charge. And I want you guys to hear the difference between this microphone and the little headset mic. It's really earbuds. Sorry, my phone just beeped. I got a text. I have the HTC Ozone with Tox, by the way. I want you to see the difference. That's not stereo, but if you are frustrated and if this microphone frustrates you and all you want is just a little recording, it doesn't really pick up a whole lot of ambient noise. It's kind of a noise canceling, if you will. That you can use because you won't have to worry about counting clicks. Your speech will be, you'll be able to use it because it's a headset with mic, so you'll be able to use it. So I'm going to unplug from the computer, and you might have heard my computer in the background bleeping at me that I unplugged software. But the iPod, I'm moving across the room. The iPod was ejected, so in order for me to use it, because I could not use it as a hard drive. But anyways, I am going to hook up a patch cord to the NLS player. Let's turn it on and let's see how it sounds with the microphone without any line in.
Player on. Press any button to learn about its function.
Okay, let's turn the volume up a little bit.
Volume up. To increase the volume by one step.
Yeah, we know. Okay, so everybody knows about the NLS player. There's been a podcast done about that. A very in-depth, very amazing podcast. I forget the gentleman's name who did the podcast on Blind Cool Tech about the NLS player, but it was definitely very informative. So I'm sorry if I forgot your name, sir, but you did a very good job on the podcast. Anyways, the cord is hooked up to the NLS player. I'm about to plug it into this line-in or auxiliary jack on the microphone. And once I do, the microphones are disabled. So you will no longer hear my voice. You'll just hear the player. So what I'm going to demonstrate is I'm going to push the play stop button. And I have no digital books. And I'll explain why when we're in the back patio. That's one of the things I would like to discuss, that I'm having trouble with. But basically how this is going to work is I'm going to plug this into the microphone and I'm going to push the one of the buttons on the digital player. You'll hear it talk. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the auto gain switch and I'm going to push, another button on the digital NLS player and let it describe it to you. And you'll see the difference in the volume. So I'm going to plug this in now. Remember, the next thing you're going to hear is a pop and a click, and you'll hear the NLS player. So sorry for all the popping and clicking, but here it goes.
Play, stop. To start or stop playing a book, use the large play stop button. When the book is playing, press this same button to stop the player. When you press play again, the book will continue playing where you last stopped. When you have explored all the buttons and are ready to play a book, insert a cartridge into
in the front center of the player.
Okay. Insert the... Okay, I only played it for a brief sample, and I unplugged the patch cord from both the NLS player and from the microphone itself so I can speak. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the auto gain switch on, and you're going to notice a decrease in volume in my voice. It's going to be extremely low, so you won't be able to understand me, but once I turn this on, the next thing you'll hear is I'm going to plug it back into this
navigation menu to choose from the types of navigation.
Okay. I was reaching for the headphone jack and I actually pushed a button here. Okay, it's hooked up to the NLS player. So I'm going to turn on the auto gain switch. And once I do that, I'm going to hit the sleep button and let it describe the sleep button to you. So here goes the auto gain switch. And the next thing you'll hear is the line in.
Sleep. Pressing the sleep button once will play 15 minutes of the book and then stop the machine. Pressing the sleep button twice will play the book for 30 minutes, 3 times for 45 minutes, and 4 times for 60 minutes before stopping playback.
Alright, I turned it back on, so hopefully you guys heard what the player was doing. One disadvantage you have over the microphone is you have no idea.
Information. To hear the current reading position. Batteries power. Battery charge player off.
Okay. Let's turn that off. Let's put it away. But once you plug this microphone in, you have no idea what it's recording. You have no idea if it's recording. So that's one of the frustrations of the microphone, is you have no idea. I'm jumping over the bed from one side of the room to the other. I'm so sorry, folks. You have no idea what world is going on once you start recording. And that's why it's so difficult for me, is because I put a lot of time and energy into my recordings. And I don't know if it's skipping. I don't know what's going on. I don't know until after I hook the iPod up and plug it into iTunes and actually listen to it. Which is totally horrible, because after you've done, let's say, an hour-long show on something, after you've done that, and you come back and it's skipping. So, sorry for all the movement noises. I'm going to head out to my patio, and we can continue our discussion. That way, you get an idea of what things sound like. I'm walking into my bedroom, and my husband's computer's in here. He's sitting on the computer, I think. Are you there, Jeremy?
Yep.
I'm getting into some slippers. All right, Jeremy. Have fun. Would you like to say something to the podcast world?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's 9,957 o'clock in Belgium.
Okay, then. All right. So, we know it's 9,957 o'clock in Belgium. Okay, that's nice. He's he has a sense of humor. And we all know that. Around here. That's one thing my husband really likes to do. He's got a sense of humor. Okay, we're in my living room, and we're about to open the blinds of the patio door. And I can, now that I just opened them a bit, I can feel sun coming in. The sun's already out. It's been out for a while now. Sorry for all that noise. Now I'm going to come over here and I'm going to unlock the patio door. Oh, my beautiful wind chimes. I have dolphin wind chimes. But they're really tiny. I got them in Mexico for my honeymoon. So I'm kind of dusting off a paper. So I'm gonna have a seat. I'm moving some furniture around. Sorry, folks. It's noisy. Anyways, this is our little tiny patio. It's not big. I'd say it's about 6 by 3 or 6 by 3.5 or. I don't know. It's not very big. It's not, and by that I mean feet, not inches. Otherwise I wouldn't fit out here. But anyways, it's surrounded. It's got the main wall that leads into the house, and it's got two walls. And then it's got a wall that's across from the wall that has the house door on it that's a little bit shorter. So people can kind of peek over the wall and see what's going on. So we're surrounded. We're surrounded by walls. It's pretty shaded in here, but the sun does come in here and it gets hot. And a lot of leaves come out here. I'm trying to see if I could pick up some birds. Hold on. That's my grandfather clock in the background. Well, anyways, I hope that worked. Anyways, a couple of issues, or three issues, really, that I want to discuss. First of all is with the iPod. I have had trouble with the iPod for the past, Oh, only God knows. Oh, the past 5 months, I've had to restore this thing 9 or 10 times. And I don't know what's going on with this iPod. It would work perfectly fine after I'd restore it. And once I would let the battery go down a little bit, you know, then I would go to recharge it. It would say, iTunes cannot read the content on Melissa's iPod, blah, blah, blah. And it must be restored to factory default settings before it can be used with iTunes. Well, I wasn't too happy about that. So I restored it at first and thinking that maybe something, there was just a glitch in the iPod, and then it worked fine. And then I'd have to restore it again. And, but it only happened if I plugged it in iTunes. If I plugged it in a friend's computer just to charge it, and she didn't have iTunes on her computer, the iPod would work fine. And it was something that was going on with the iTunes, and my iPod would be basically rendered useless. So I would have to keep on restoring and restoring. And the only device I plugged into this thing was the microphone. Never anything else, or it would be plugged into the computer. But this iPod thing, even if I don't even use the microphone, sometimes I plug it into iTunes and it's insisting on restoring my iPod. And then my iPod is not usable. I tried resetting it. The iPod's not usable at all because iTunes made it basically say that it was in recovery mode or that it couldn't read the content, and now it has to be restored again. So I'm afraid of charging my iPods now, or my iPod. My husband, he doesn't have iTunes on his computer. He did at one point to sync his iPod. Oh, wow. He did at one point have iTunes on his library to put some songs on his iPod, but now he doesn't. And now when he just needs to charge his iPod, he charges it, and it works fine for him. I wonder why it's not working for me. So if you have any suggestions, you can get back to me on that, and I'll give my contact info at the end of the recording, the podcast. Oh, that's beautiful. That's so pretty. Anyways, that's one issue I'm always having. The second issue is the NLS player. I bought a 8 gig, the SanDisk Cruiser flash drive. I bought it at Walmart thinking that I could put books on it and use it. Well, I personally, it's more convenient for me because there's like a Walmart right down the street, or not that far, not down the street. There's a Best Buy right down the street, though. I mean, it's so close I could actually walk to Best Buy if I knew the route and if I had proper mobility training over to Best Buy. If I knew the route and I knew where to go, I could actually walk to Best Buy and buy me a flash drive if I wanted to. But of course, I need the money also. So that's a whole different story. But anyways, I went and I bought a flash drive at Walmart. The flash drive, it was really neat. It was one of those U3 enabled flash drives. I really wanted to install some programs onto it, and I really, really wanted to use it. And I thought, well, good, I could put my NLS books on here. I could put Klingo. I could put a few other programs on here. And if I use sa2go.com on somebody's computer, I could actually access some of these programs. And so I was really excited about it. And for 8 gigs, it was $20. I was like, well, now this is a deal. I was really excited about it, honestly. And I came home and I put a book on it. I extracted it to its own. The book has its own folder, and inside of it are those 3GP files, or whatever they call them. I did that, and it says cartridge error every time I plug it in. Every time I plug it in. I have an old memory stick flash drive, kind of. It's only about 600 meg or 512 megs. But it was just one book, and the book fit on this drive. And I plugged it in, and it still said cartridge error. So I'm thinking, well, I don't want to go and order a book that I could easily download off the internet. I'm not going to wait no week and a half or something just for a book to come in the mail, just so I can read it and then have to send it back. To me, it's just a waste of time when it's right there on your computer. And if you had the necessary equipment, you could just listen to it right then and there, delete it off the hard drive, and move on to another book. But I was unable to do that. They told me at the library that, oh, it's because your drive is U3 enabled. You need to remove your U3. So I thought, okay, well, why don't I give it a shot? I did that, and it still didn't work. So now I have an 8-gig hard drive that's just a storage device that I really, really would have loved to put programs on. But they told me, no, no, you can't. So then I spoke to somebody who said, well, the hard drive's too big. It doesn't support such a big hard drive. Well, you have the wrong model. And then I talked to people who are using 16 gigs SanDisk. And it's like, well, what in the world? What in the world is going on here? Some people are telling me there's no problems with theirs. They're using the same model. Other people are telling me it's too big. Other people are saying, you know, this and that. And so now my player's basically rendered useless until I can get myself a book, which I really don't feel like getting a cartridge by mail, because to me, I think it's just a waste. Because usually once I read a book, I don't want to put it down. Usually I'm done with the cartridge that same day. It's like, ugh, what a waste. Now I gotta send it back in the mail, and, you know, which I don't mind. I could see the cartridges being an advantage. I really can. But for me, I'm too much on the go. I'm Speedy Gonzales. I really don't have time to wait for something to come in the mail and just to read it that one day and send it back. Ugh, that's just too much of a waste for me. So, other than that, I think there's a neighbor who's got their TV on or something next door, so sorry if you can hear that. Other than that, the one thing that I really am asking, though, resources, I really, really enjoy music. I love, love, love the piano, and I really would love to play it. I have a keyboard, and I get a lot of mixed reactions from it, because people say, oh my god, why'd you get this kind of keyboard? It was a gift that I got. It's from Casio, and I hear a lot of people, especially in the community of friends that I talk with, oh, it's a Casio. It's a really nice keyboard. And their first reaction is, ew. You know, that's what they've always said to me. And look, I can't afford a whole lot. And a lot of people always have negative things to say about my equipment. Always. Very rarely do I hear something positive about the equipment. That's our phone ringing inside. Hopefully my husband can get it. But yeah, I can't afford a whole lot. I'm not professional. I'm not, you know, I just do it with, I take what I have and I run with it. But anyways, I would like to learn how to play the piano. And if anyone knows of a good place where I could do it online, that's hopefully not too expensive. Piano lessons are expensive these days. And if anyone knows of a good website or something, any resources, please don't hesitate to send them my way. I did hook this microphone up to my keyboard. It's in the living room, so I can't. The apartment's just too small to put the computer and the keyboard all in one room. So what I did was I hooked up this. Those wind chimes sounds cute. I hooked up the iPod to this keyboard, and I did a little recording sample. And like I said, I don't know how to play the piano, but I play it by ear. And I found the harp on the keyboard. Not the best harp in the world. There are harps that sound so much more beautiful than that. So I played a little sample of it. And my goodness, I hope my husband's answering that phone. I played a little sample of it, or I recorded a sample of it, so maybe at the end of this podcast I'll let you hear it. Anyways, other than that, I think I'm going to go back inside now because I'm going to plug in the other microphone and let you hear the different sounds of it. But anyways, those are basically the issues I'm dealing with. Let's move this chair out of the way of the door. So, if anyone has any feedback they would like to give me, it's more than welcome. It's encouraged. Just locking up, and who was that?
I have no clue, my baby. I'm all together, sweetheart. Stop crying.
That's weird. They always do that. Okay, so I'm going to close these blinds. Keep the air conditioner's on, right, babe?
Cool.
I want to keep it nice and cool in here. So there we go.
Oh, we got a message.
Yay, we got a message. All right. So anyways, I'm back in the guest room. So anyways, that is the oh dear, now I've just dropped my headset mic from my actual PC computer. That is the ToonTalk Stereo microphone from Belkin, and you can order it through the Apple Store. It plugs right into your iPod. I think Belkin also makes other products for your iPod as well. So you might want to check the Apple Store for that, or go to the actual Belkin website and... You know, it's been a year since I bought this microphone, so I'm hoping that in the near future, they'll probably come out with an update or a better one that the microphones actually are stereo, because sometimes I know it's a stereo field because it sounds like a stereo field, but I don't think I'm getting a clear stereo image because the microphones are so close to each other that it's hard to distinguish the two channels. Anyways, I'm going to stop this recording and I'm going to make a separate recording. And that's going to be with the headset microphone. And when this microphone is plugged in, I'm also going to give you my contact info. So this is basically it. So please stand by. Hello everybody, it's Melissa again. I'm recording with the headset mic that I told you about. It's earbuds and mic. The mic is actually by my left. It's on the cord itself. It's not mounted to anything special. It's just earbuds. And you'll feel the mic on the cord. It's on the left-hand side. If I have my earbuds set correctly, it's on the left-hand side. It's a little tiny little thing. That's not too far down the cord. Anyways, yep, this is the headset mic they gave me for no charge, and I definitely can see a great use for this. I use these microphone or headphones from now on. My earbuds don't really, the ones that came with my iPod, they're not working as well. So I'm actually using these, and I'm very thankful for them. Anyways, this is pretty much how this sounds. So, this actually concludes the podcast. I hope everyone enjoyed this recording. I hope it was very helpful. The microphone... these earbuds just love falling off my ear. I hate that. The headset mic is about $29, and you'll pay a little bit more because of shipping. The stereo microphone that I showed you earlier, the ToonTalk Stereo, that is about $69.99 or $64.99. It's one of the two. I can't quote, but I spend about $75, $76, so maybe $69.99. And I spent a little over $5 for shipping. So you will pay that much, and that's basically a demonstration. The files are done in M4A. I will convert it to MP3 for, oh dear Lord, these earbuds just don't like staying on my ear. That's the one disadvantage that this earphone or headphone microphone thing has. Anyways, if you would like to get in contact with me, please don't hesitate to send me an email. I have two email addresses. The first one is chocolatelover@msn.com. chocolatelover@msn.com. Again, that's chocolatelover@msn.com. If that doesn't work, that also is my Windows Live Messenger address if you'd like to contact me. If that doesn't work, you may contact me via my Gmail, and that is morningsong24@gmail.com. Again, that's morningsong, morningsong24, @gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and my Twitter... Sorry about that, folks. These earbuds never want to stay on my ear. My Twitter username is morning_song. So morning_song is my Twitter account. Well, this concludes the podcast. I hope you have found the podcast helpful. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. If you have any feedback about the microphone, how it sounds, and if you have any feedback about the issues that I'm having with the iPod, the NLS player, and if you know any resource about my wanting to learn how to play the piano, don't hesitate to send me some feedback on those as well. Well, you all take care. You have a wonderful day. And may God richly bless you. Bye-bye.
If you would like to contact me, please don't hesitate to send me an email. You can send me an email at chocolatelover, that's chocolatelover, @msn.com. You can also send me an email at morningsong24@gmail.com. Again, that's morning, morning, song, song, 24, @gmail.com. If you'd like, you can also follow me on Twitter. morning_song is my username. Again, that's morning_song,